النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam. So when talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, you know, we find that there's a conversation that His Eminence has with one of his companions. Now, this conversation, it was a long conversation, and there was a lot of different things that were spoken of between Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam and this companion of his. But in one specific place, we find in this conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam talks about intention. And what's really interesting is that it's a beautiful conversation and profound and quite deep, if you will, that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he talks about how intention, or in Arabic is known as niyya, this intention is what leads a human being towards their deeds. So before you commit an action, good or bad, there is this intention, this niyya, that initial catalyst or that spark, right? That doesn't make you, but it is the motivator, it is the catalyst that eventually leads to you doing an action. So, you know, whether you want to call it thinking about it or deciding about it or, you know, intention, your niyya is really intention, I guess, is the best way to put it. So this intention of yours is really important, right? Before you commit the action. So the intention, of course, and this is why we have been taught that one should always say قُرْبَةً إِلَى اللَّهِ, or for the nearness of Allah, right? Taqarrub ila Allah. Taqarrub meaning nearness to, and Allah meaning, of course, Allah. Qurbatan ila Allah. Qurba meaning nearness, right? And Allah, you know, of course, to Allah. Now, just even though it's kind of perhaps inconsequential, but I think it's significant now that it's come up, is please be careful. There are two ways to say this, and one way is not correct. You have qurbatan illallah, right? The tashdeed is in a different place. Qurbatan illallah. This means nearness to other than Allah. So be very careful that you're not doing that. Correct pronunciation is qurbatan illallah, right? You understand the difference. Illallah and ilallah. So the correct pronunciation is qurbatan ilallah. So this niyyah is incredibly important, and Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says that it is the basis of this intention that people commit their deeds. And this intention, he says, is within one's heart. And whoever has this pure and sincere niyyah in their heart, their actions are likewise going to be sincere, and it is that sincere niyyah along with that sincere action that is accepted by the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call-of-Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.